Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to the program. Lori Rubenson here with you. And, of course, a big day in the NFL, a big weekend in the NFL, but certainly a lot of news swirling around the New York Giants. And to talk about the general manager search, the coaching rumors, quarterback rumors, all kinds of things, we bring in Pat Leonard from the New York Daily News. Hey, Pat, how are you?
Doing great, Lori. Cowboys are choking, Chiefs are rolling, everything is right in the world, I guess.
Yeah, it feels like things are orbiting properly in the universe. Speaking of things that need to, I don't know, Jupiter has to align with Mars, the Giants are yet again rebuilding or attempting to. And so let's start with, who are the general manager favorites that you're hearing right now?
Well, I can't tell you that the Giants like let's say, two out of the nine guys more at this exact moment. What I can tell you is three of the candidates they're interviewing jump out to people around the league as most qualified, and that would be Joe Shane from the Bills, Ryan Poles from the Chiefs, and Joe Ortiz from the Ravens. And that's not to say the other guys aren't qualified or wouldn't do a good job. It's just, I've had people say Poles, who's 36, is ready for the big chair. You know, Shane commands a room very well. Ortiz has basically been a linchpin of the most respected front office in the league for a long time now. He's an intriguing name, and that's an intriguing program to try to pull from when you're trying to rebuild a roster here. They still have two candidates to go from the 49ers, Adam Peters and Rand Carthon. Obviously, they'll have a lot to talk about in a positive light after their win over the Cowboys. Those three names I mentioned to you, though, they are guys who seem very close to the GM chair somewhere, if not the Giants. Have also heard a lot of good things about Adrian Wilson around the league as well from Arizona.
So we know, as you said, they're going to finish up with a couple of candidates from the 49ers, Peters and Carthon, and then start second-round interviews. What's the timing of what Giants fans should expect in terms of second-round interviews and potentially even a decision?
I expect something to happen this week as far as making a decision on the GM and getting the head coaching search rolling Tuesday, Wednesday, frankly, I guess maybe Wednesday or Thursday you have your GM. I mean, that's me educated guessing based on how much is going on around the league. I mean, obviously the Bears and the Vikings are also interviewing GM candidates. Guys like Monty Ossenford, who the Giants interviewed, who's a strong candidate. Shane, of course, interviewed with the Bears. So there's competition. The Giants actually have not interviewed a head coach yet. And Brian Daboll and Joe Shane both just interviewed with the Chicago Bears on Sunday from the Buffalo Bills. So if you're a Giants fan looking at a ticket like Shane Daboll and saying, oh, that fit us perfectly, then the Giants better get on their horse. And so they know that. So Monday is going to be the final two interviews. And then really, once you talk about Monday night into Tuesday and Wednesday, the Giants really need to get into gear and make a decision so they can move forward with competing for the candidate they want, especially if it's somebody who's also in line for one of these other jobs.
What about, we'll get into the head coaches in a second, but somebody who is a big name, obviously, out there is Jim Harbaugh's name at all serious out there and a potential candidate for the Giants? And if it would be, what sort of GM would he be attached to?
So he's a serious candidate in the sense that his interest in returning to the NFL is real. And I know for a fact that he's intrigued by the Giants vacancy specifically. My understanding is that Harbaugh, because my first thought too was, well, why would you hire Jim Harbaugh, especially if you had a young general manager? He would just try to take over the whole organization. And, you know, he's a strong personality and he'd almost be like a head coach / GM. But from my understanding, he'd be willing to work, frankly, with anybody who is brought in to be a stable presence in the front office. And so what that means, obviously, is stable ownership and the understanding from ownership that it will be a longer-term process, because the Giants obviously told Joe Judge that it was a rebuild and a long-term process, and he got fired after 2 years and he's the third straight coach to have done so. So that's something that Harbaugh and every other candidate has to look at and say, well, what's going on here exactly? But as far as will the Giants call him, will they interview him, I don't know if that will happen. I do think that, knowing as I do that Harbaugh is interested, it can't hurt if you're the Giants to pick up the phone and pick his brain and call him and see how serious he is. And once they pick their GM, whether there's a match. So I know I had the same reaction, maybe you, and I know a lot of people did. When Harbaugh's name first got out there, it was almost like, oh, he's just trying to get more money out of Michigan. But it's more serious than that. I mean, he has a stable job, so it's not like he has to leave. But his interest in the NFL is real. He wants to win a Super Bowl. I mean, that would be an attractive thing for any coach. But for Harbaugh, who obviously came very close several years ago with the Niners and lost to his brother in the Ravens.
Talking to Pat Leonard about the Giants and their GM and coaching search. And so you mentioned that head coaching candidates are looking for a stable situation. And the question is, what would be different this time, let's say, versus a Joe Judge? Well, one obvious thing is a very different type of general manager in place when you look at the nine candidates they're talking to. And it seems like, you know, the candidates now the Giants are talking to, I would describe as the anti-Dave Gettleman's. They just seem radically different. And so how is it that the Giants are now comfortable with a bunch of guys who have never been general manager are in their 30s and 40s? Who's influencing John Mara this time around that's different than last time around?
Well, it is a reflection of, in a good way, that John and Steve Tisch recognize the failure of hiring Dave and retaining Dave. And that is, forget Dave specifically as a person, it's just the idea that when they did the search the last time, they interviewed three guys who worked for them forever and Lewis Riddick. And so this is a recognition from John and Steve that they need to go outside for a new way of approaching not just the game, but really like the personnel evaluation process. I mean, these candidates are not as different from a typical GM as you would think. I mean, they are younger. They all come from scouting backgrounds. So this isn't like any of these guys is some crazy off the grid, like analytical hire for a guy who hasn't made his bones in football personnel. I mean, they're still kind of going to that foundation. But they solicit from people they respect and trust. I found it interesting actually that they interviewed Austin for it, because I thought that was a reflection that they were listening to Judge, frankly, because Judge and Austin for it worked together from 2012 for about, I think 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, I think it was like 7 years, right.
So that was a logical fit if they were going to retain the coach. I mean, Monty is a good candidate on his own, but I think that was a reflection that they were getting that list together for a while and that they had it ready to go once the season ended.
So a question that some of the listeners and fans were wanting to know on Twitter, if you think of some of the top candidates, let's pick the three that you said you were hearing the most from others around the league. These are the three who are most ready, maybe most qualified. If you pick those three GM candidates, who are the natural, you know, some of the names that we should be thinking would be potential head coaches that go with them? I mean, obviously, the Buffalo guys kind of make sense together. But what about, are there other names there? Or what about, you know, for Ryan Poles or Joe Hortiz?
Well, Poles, obviously, from Kansas City, you would think Eric Bieniemy should get an interview there. Ortiz from the Ravens, Wink Martindale, the defensive coordinator, is a guy who the Giants interviewed last time and actually really liked before they met Joe Judge. So Martindale would be a name definitely to watch. The other intriguing one is that, now, there are no obvious ties here right off the bat, but and I wrote this for Sunday's paper, but Brian Flores is a guy who I expect to interview for the Giants vacancy no matter who gets the job.
Mm-hmm.
There's a feeling out there that many, if not all, of the candidates have enough respect for him that they're going to recommend an interview for Flores here, that I have a lot of trusted people telling me that Brian wants this job. I know he's interviewed for the Bears and for the Texans. And, you know, people close to Flores obviously play down that he just wants one specific job. I mean, they acknowledge that it's attractive to him. He's from Brooklyn. He has a lot of ties to the Giants, you know, Boston College grad, so is John Mara. They got that connection. And a lot of personalities in the front office who respect and know him. But, you know, should be interesting to see because I mean, obviously Nick Caserio and the Texans or the Bears, someone could throw a ton of money at Brian Flores mm-hmm. and land him before the Giants get there. But based on what I know, I expect him to wait and interview for the Giants job before he makes any decisions.
Are you hearing that any of the general manager candidates have any reservations about taking the Giants job because of whether it's the recent turnover or that there are Mara family members in the front office?
I have not heard that specifically about any of the candidates at the moment. I'm sure they're doing their due diligence just as they were prior to the start of the process because, as I reported earlier in the week, and I don't think it's a secret at this point based on what John Mara said, but the firing of Joe Judge, there were several reasons why it ended up happening, but one of the reasons Mara conceded and fired Judge was because a lot of these GM candidates some of these GM candidates were having reservations about the uncertainty of what it was going to look like.
Because right.
They heard John Mara say our GM is going to run the whole operation, including the coaching staff and pick the head coach. But then they were watching as the coach was in limbo. They didn't know what was what. They didn't know if they were going to be asked to inherit a coach. So all of those candidates who had reservations and were kind of confused at that juncture are certainly digging into at the moment why that kind of uncertainty was happening and what this organization is. And Lori, I think people understand this, but sometimes it's not totally obvious. But when you call around and talk to people, like everybody in this organization or industry talks. So coaches who get fired talk to GMs who are interviewing. GMs who get fired talk to coaches. Players talk to coaches and agents and coaches, and, you know, people get the lay of the land on what's what. So it's hard to keep things a secret, good or bad, in this business, for sure, when people are considering whether to take a job or not.
Do you think the Giants care this time around if it's an offensive-minded coach or defensive-minded coach as head coach? You know, obviously, poor Daniel Jones has now been through, three coordinators. And, you know, is there something where they would want stability from somebody who at least had a mindset, even if he wasn't calling the plays, an offensive-minded coach? Or is there just total openness, best man wins?
I think they're completely open. I think you'd have to say offense would be the favorite. However, I think it's just more the idea of whoever the head coach is, his offense plan, his plan for the offense has to be, you know, one of the first boxes you check. So, for example, Brian Flores's Miami offense, it was confusing. It was weird. They had multiple offensive coordinators. They had Charlie Fry, you know, calling plays, and people didn't know he was actually calling the plays when someone else was sitting up in the booth. because that's what Tua needed or wanted. And, you know, you need to get that kind of stuff ironed out. So Brian Flores is a defensive coach. I don't think it's out. I don't think it's out of the question the Giants hire a defensive head coach. But if they do, it would have to be a guy with a defined and exciting solution to that side of the ball. So I do think offense, like a Daboll, or you know, somebody with a solution on that side, has the would be a front runner. But that's certainly not the only element. As long as they have a plan for, you know, what kind of quarterback they want, what they want to do at that position, and how they can turn this around.
Talking to Pat Leonard from the New York Daily News about the Giants, and so thinking about the quarterback position, we've seen rumors out there that Deshaun Watson is interested potentially in the Giants. Given everything surrounding Deshaun Watson and, of course, all the off-the-field issues on the field, there's no issue, but off the field, how likely is it that Deshaun Watson potentially could end up with the Giants?
Yeah, I think his off-field stuff is a non-starter for the Giants. Mm-hmm. You know, where that is coming from, though, Lori, like, so there, I heard reliably that, okay, so Brian Flores was advocating very strongly for Deshaun Watson and a trade to Miami. Mm-hmm. And there are people who believe that Flores wants to bring him or try to acquire him wherever he goes. Now, you know, people close to Flores deny that he's, you know, promising that or that there's any kind of thing. But that's just the reality, is that he had eyes for him in Miami. And there is a belief among people around the league that he wants to bring him wherever he goes. So that is where that information is coming from. So it's real that people are saying that Flores is saying he can get Watson and that. But, you know, people close to Flores say that's not true. And that, you know, you have to consider all sides of this, Lori, too. Because, like, for example, as a reporter, when you hear that Brian Flores is promising Deshaun Watson wherever he goes, now could there be an agenda from somebody who knows that Deshaun Watson's name would rule him out of a job if that ownership wouldn't take him on? Mm-hmm. And, you know, so you really do have to consider every angle of stuff like that. And that's why, and to be honest, I heard that stuff 3 days ago and I didn't report that specifically. I massaged it into my column for Sunday's paper because I frankly didn't think it was fair. If Flores is saying that this is not the case, then you have to take him at his word and just report what people believe and what people say he's saying, but also what people close to him say is the truth and what's real.
Yeah, 22 accusations of lewd conduct and 2 charges of sexual assault in New York City seemed like that could be difficult for this market. So last questions before I let you go is, obviously on Sunday, interesting playoff game there between the Cowboys and the 49ers. The Cowboys are always interesting, but what's, you know, if you were going to read the tea leaves with Jerry Jones, is Mike McCarthy's job as head coach safe there?
Oh, I can't imagine it is. I have to believe that Jerry's evaluating whether to keep him or not. And it would not shock me at all if he gets fired. I mean, that's not according to sources. That's just knowing Jerry and knowing the lay of the land and what's going on around the league. I saw like Calvin Watkins, a reporter I respect out in Dallas. I mean, I saw him say he'd be shocked if Mike gets fired. Calvin's closer to it than I am, so I believe him. But the reality is that Kellen Moore, now he was to blame for what happened at the end there too, but Kellen Moore and Dan Quinn are both hot head coaching mm-hmm. candidate names. And those are guys, especially Quinn. I mean, people expect him to be hired this cycle. And so Jerry is not only thinking about how badly Mike McCarthy performed and coached in that game, he's also weighing, okay, whichever coordinator I don't promote here, or if I promote one and not the other, they're going to leave. And so there's a lot of factors there. I think what you learned if you're Jerry Jones here is that you really can't have much more of a talented roster than that. And he said this after the game. That's as talented as the Cowboys have been in a long time. They're one of the most talented teams in the league from 1 to 53. And that was an unacceptable, ridiculous coaching job in that game. So I'd fire him.
It'll be interesting to see what happens, and certainly terrible coaching and bad game awareness from Dak Prescott, your quarterback, on the last couple plays of the game as well. So a perfect storm of poor coaching and poor execution. You know, which Giant fans in a bleak season had a moment of to probably savor. Pat Leonard, it's going to be an interesting offseason. Everybody should be reading and following you. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you so much, Lori. Take care.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.